All right, does anybody remember, by the way, I kind of changed this a little bit. I call it the AIM for financial wisdom. I don't want to take all, copy exactly everything that Dave Ramsey did. He calls them steps or baby steps, okay? So whatever you want to call them, that's fine. Does anybody remember what the first AIM of financial wisdom is that we talked about last week? Just to see how your memory is. Brother Donnie? Okay, all right. That was actually the second one. The second aim, financial wisdom, is to start saving. And the first goal in the second, actually the second goal there, is to save $1,000 so that you can have a start on an emergency fund. Okay? You can do that. There's ways of doing it. How about the first one? Before we do that, Randy. Okay, very good. A budget or spending plan. Very important that you do that, because if you don't, you end up spending more than you think you spend. You know, you have, if you don't keep records and you don't work on a budget, you're going to spend more money. So if you go by a budget, and like I said, my wife and I actually do budget. I give her X amount of dollars every week, and I give it to her in cash, and she divides that all up. She puts some in what we might call an entertainment envelope. That's for going out to eat, going out for ice cream, maybe doing something fun, whatever it might be. She also puts finances of money in an envelope for clothing, and so one for groceries. She has an envelope for gift giving. She also has an envelope for each and every one of our children and our grandson. And so she saves that money. And then come Christmas time, whatever money's in there, that's how much she can spend. And she doesn't have, you don't have to spend it all, but she plans ahead for that, because you know Christmas time coming and you're going to buy gifts and so forth. So start saving for that. Don't just, so many people, they say that after Christmas, like January, February, March, is probably the worst, and I know this when I was in the snack food business, it's the worst season for selling stuff, because nobody has any money left. They spend it all on Christmas and so forth, and now they're worried about tax time coming up, and so they don't spend. And when I worked for the snack food Snyder's of Hanover years ago, those were the worst months, January, February, and March. Now, you had a little boost around Super Bowl time. People would go out and buy things for partying and so forth, but it was one of our worst times of the year, because people just simply had no money. So that doesn't have to be that way if you prepare for those things. So it's very important. So the first aim is to start by living on a budget, okay? So again, there's, you can go on the internet and find all kinds of budgeting tools and so forth on online. I printed some off here. You can just, you know, it's very simple if you don't know how to budget. Again, we can help you with that. The second aim for financial wisdom is start saving. And by the way, when I say $1,000, that's a good goal, but if you can get to $500, get that far and then save the others. So really encourage you to do that. And how do you start saving money? Well, listen, it's so very important that you have at least $1,000 saved, because things are going to happen that initially you may have to really, really tighten the belt, so to speak. Don't spend. You can do that if you, you know, cut up the credit card if it's a problem. Now, I'm not against credit cards. I have two of them, and one I use primarily, and yes, I can get points on the credit card, and, you know, I have a Cabela's credit card. Just about every guy who's a hunter has a Cabela's credit card, but you, I've known people, if you have a business and you're buying supplies and so forth, you can put it on your credit card and accumulate points for gift cards, Some give cash back and so forth. But just make sure that you can control your spending. If you cannot control your spending, it'd be good to get rid of the credit card for now until you get that under the control. But some ways to start saving would be, you know, eat at home, make coffee at home, pack a lunch instead of buying lunch elsewhere. Again, we talked about 5 days a week, even just spending $5 a day for the five work days, that's $25. Where if you took $25 a week and saved it, you would have $500 in just 20 weeks. Now, that sounds like a long time, but you could probably even, that's just by just stopping from going out to eat fast food and so forth while you're working. And so you can do that, okay? That really help you. Now, I say that because sometimes it takes radical change in order to make progress. And so I want you to work on doing that. And believe me, once you get some money saved and once you get ahead of the game, now you've got financial freedom and you can do a whole lot more. So let's talk about the third thing this morning. The third aim of financial wisdom is pay off all debt except for the mortgage, okay? Really, truly, that really ought to be the only debt that you have is going into debt for a home. I wouldn't even encourage you to go in debt for an automobile unless it's absolutely positively necessary, because I know you need wheels to get back and forth to work. I understand that. But if you can get to the point, if you have a vehicle right now, this is why it's important to start saving, because like I've counseled a couple men in the church here already, eventually you're going to need another car, right? They aren't going to last forever. And so you're going to need another car, so start saving for it. You can fix the one that you have is usually the cheapest, but there comes a point in time where it's not worthwhile fixing anymore. You know, if it has body rust and so forth like that, you don't want to hang on to it, because rust is like a cancer. It's just going to destroy that vehicle. And so, it can get, you know, and another thing would be is where's the mileage? You know, I still remember when I was young and my parents would buy a car, and maybe some of you remember this, at about 100,000 miles, a car was usually about done for. They just didn't last much longer than that. Now it's not unheard of for a car going twice that, and maybe even sometimes more than that. But so you get up in a pretty high mileage, and you realize, okay, I'm going to need another car. One car I had taken to the garage, and it was actually my Toyota, and I had to put some front axles on it and some other things like that. And I asked the guy, I said, how much is it going to cost me? Because I may not get it fixed. I may just get rid of the car. And I think it was in the ballpark of like $1,000, $1,600 with both of the repairs. And I was like, I don't know. And then he said, well, just think of this. That's cheaper than a couple car payments. And he's right. And so, of course, he's a mechanic. And he said both his vehicles have over 300,000 miles on them. Well, now, if you can fix them like he could, that's one of the things that's helpful. But anyway, all right, so pay off all debt except for the mortgage and start with the smallest debt first, because that kind of gets the ball rolling, okay? Again, I know people who've had lots of high debt and credit card. Credit card debt's some of the worst debt, because it's such high interest on that. If you have a car payment, you know, try getting that paid off and so forth. Even with my mortgage, I remember when we had a mortgage, my goal was to pay off that mortgage. Usually it's a 30-year mortgage. I don't know how many have heard now. I think you can get a 60-year mortgage or more. 60-year mortgage. You imagine that? Imagine how much interest you pay on that until you get that paid off. And do you know how many 60 years, I mean, if you buy a house at 20 and you get a 60-year mortgage, you're going to be 80 till you get that paid off if you only pay the minimum. And so that's crazy. What I did after I had my emergency fund, we'll talk about that as well. But what I did when I did my income taxes, if I got money back from my income taxes, I didn't say, oh, good, let's go on a vacation with this money. No, I put that extra money on my mortgage. And I think we paid off our mortgage in about 12 years. So you can do that, okay? But again, start with the smallest debt first. Stop borrowing money. Cut up the credit cards if they're a problem. It says in Proverbs 22:7, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. And so you, by the way, you're going to have to pay that off unless you want to be dishonest. And like I said, I've known people to do this. They've gotten in such debt, they had no way out. At least they thought they had no way out. So what did they do? They filed bankruptcy. Now, if you file bankruptcy, I think it's my understanding they'll let you keep your house and one vehicle, but everything else I think has to get sold. If you have two, three vehicles, they'll sell two of them. I'm not exactly sure how it all works. But do you realize when you file bankruptcy, you're basically letting somebody say, okay, you know, they'll just accept certain amounts of it, and you really don't pay off all what you owe? And is that stealing? If you owe somebody money and you don't pay them off and you file bankruptcy, isn't that stealing? I think it is, because you borrowed that money and you owe it and you should pay it back. And so be careful. Stop borrowing money. Some ways to get the $1,000, and then another way to pay off all debt is sell something if you have to. Maybe you have an extra car that you could sell. Maybe you have a boat or a motorcycle or something like that. You say, oh, my, I'm not going to part with those things. Well, don't you think if you got ahead of the ball game and got things saved up, eventually you could rebuy them? But the point is, you don't want to be in debt. You can sell things on a number of different ways. You could have a yard sale, which you don't get much for your things that way. I've been very successful in selling things on Craigslist. It's very simple. If you have a digital camera, you might even be able to do it on your phone. It doesn't work on my phone, but I've even bought things, I've seen things, or even seen something free already that I picked up and resold. I still remember at the end of a yard sale, I was coming back to church. I think it was on a Saturday. This is several years ago. And the yard sale was over, but they had a pile of stuff out there free. So I thought, well, I'll check it out. Well, one of the things was a roof rack bicycle carrier. And all the pieces were there and looked almost brand new. I picked it up, and I sold that on eBay, and I got close to $200, I think, for it. And somebody was just giving that away. And that's just one example. There's many things like that. I've sold some of the vacuum cleaners that I found, some of the nicer ones. Again, I have one in my garage right now. I haven't parted with it, but it's a very expensive vacuum cleaner that was put out at the curb and was being thrown out. It just needed a little cleaning up and so forth. I could probably sell that vacuum cleaner if I needed to. But again, you can sell some things, Craigslist, eBay. I've even known people, I guess there's something on Facebook that you can do. I'm not on Facebook. But again, and it's not dangerous. Some people say, well, I don't want to sell something on Craigslist and meet somebody I don't know. I've met a lot of people, and I've never one time felt threatened or anything. Sometimes I will meet at the Wawa or someplace like that, a public place. I've even had them come to the house. I helped one lady that, a Christian lady, many of you know who she is, but their lawnmower wasn't working real well, so I sold their old lawnmower and, you know, got her almost a brand new lawnmower. And it was, by the way, you don't always have to buy brand new. I got her a very nice Toro, one of the latest models, lawnmower, that is probably about a $500 lawnmower for $275. Now, I bet if I'd have looked around and searched longer, I could have found something even cheaper than that. But very pleased with that, and it works very well. And I was able to sell her old lawnmower for her. And so she ended up only paying $200 for that lawnmower because we were able to sell the other one. So there's all kinds of things you can do. Cut back on bills like cable bills. I don't have cable. Years and years and years ago, I did. And I hardly ever watch TV, which, by the way, is probably good not to watch a whole lot of TV, right? And so I said to myself, you know, why pay for cable if I'm not even going to hardly watch TV? Now, I like to watch occasional TV, like an occasional baseball game or a football game or the news once in a while, which can be depressing. But so I researched, okay, how can I get a few more channels in without getting cable? So I bought an antenna that just simply goes in my attic. It's not outside. And I can get quite a few channels, enough for me. That's all I need. And so, again, these are some things you can do without, and they don't have to be done without forever. Okay? You just simply want to get that emergency fund, $1,000, pay off all your debt, and start again with the smallest bills. You really can live without some of these things. Okay? You really can. I have on here, stop eating out for now. It's expensive. Eating out can be very expensive. Now, I'm not talking about those of you that already have financial freedom, okay? You can go out to eat as much as you want. You can buy whatever you want as long as it's, you know, God says it's okay. And by the way, I would pray about any big purchases and so forth. And ask God if you should buy this vehicle or if you should buy this vacation home or if you should buy this motorcycle, whatever it might be. And again, don't consume it upon your lust, but ask God, is this really wise spending? But again, if you're in a situation where you're living paycheck to paycheck, all right, we want you to get away from doing that, get to the point where you can actually enjoy going out to eat and having no guilt about it. And so for right now, stop eating out because it's expensive. Because if you do what you should do and have a good testimony for the Lord, we like to leave a gospel track with our tip. But you know, when you do that, you better be a good testimony and give at least 15 to 20%, right? So if you don't do that, I wouldn't encourage you to leave a track and not at least give 15, 18, 20% to your waitress. And so that adds to the cost of things. And if you don't have the money to do that, you've got to stop doing that for now. And when you do go out to eat, try drinking water. Water's really not that bad. If it tastes funny, you know, ask for a lemon. They'll give you a free lemon to put in it. I'm just saying, these are just some things you do. I hardly anymore, unless I go out for breakfast, I must have my coffee. Amen? Got to have my coffee in the morning if I go out for breakfast. And I do like to go out for breakfast from time to time. But if I go out for lunch or dinner, I don't drink coffee because I got to avoid caffeine after that time. So I just drink water. I don't want to drink soda. By the way, I'm trying to cut back on sugar. I went to the Reading Hospital, and they had a thing there with like vials or glasses, whatever you want to call them, and they showed the sugar content different things. And you should see how much sugar is in soda. It's really not good for you. You know, I have slightly high cholesterol. Now, different doctors say cholesterol is not the big problem. Sugar is a big problem. Sugar causes inflammation. And so, folks, let's take good care of the body that God has given us. Let's cut back on sugar. And so you can, I'm just throwing it in, but there again, just drink water. It's free. It's better for you. Stop buying expensive clothing. Shop secondhand shops if you need to for right now. You can buy, you know, sometimes, I know that takes time, and sometimes you go to a secondhand shop, you don't find anything you like, you don't find anything that fits you. Well, go to the department store. Sometimes you'll have the same problem. My wife, she's on the smaller side, and we'll go shopping. Maybe she wants a dress for a wedding or something like that. Can't find one. I said, you know what, this is ridiculous. Every time we go, we shop, you can't find something that's modest, you can't find something that fits you. Just let's go order it online. It's a lot simpler. And again, sometimes you can save money doing it that way as well. You save some gas, and you can find the exact size, color, and all that online. And sometimes there's coupons. Make sure you buy someplace where, you know, they there's free return shipping and so forth. But anyway, I like to shop at the Reuse It there in Ephrata. There's also one in New Holland. You know, when I get a chance, if I'm going by, I will stop in. And I've found some really good things already at those places. Again, this is for those that are really struggling right now financially. If you're all set, then, hey, it doesn't matter. And if you're living on a budget, if you have money in the budget, just buy that new designer shoes or whatever it is, go ahead and do it. But not if you're not having financial freedom at this point in time. Grocery shopping at discount stores. I know we talked about some of this before, but let me just remind you again. There's places like Sharp Shopper, Ebenezer's, Glenwood. You can also buy from local produce farms. My wife and I like watermelon. And so, you know, there's a couple produce stands out for me. I can get a watermelon for $2. I've gotten cantaloupe, two for a dollar. Now, you won't find it that price in the grocery store, will you? It'll be a lot more expensive and so forth. And you won't find everything you need. Now, here's the other thing you'll want to do, too. When you go to the grocery store, make a list before you go and stick with the list. I still remember when I worked for the snack food company, every now and then I would kind of watch people, and I've seen people going down the aisle, and they're one of this, one of that, one of that. They're not even looking at a list or anything. They're just buying all kinds of stuff. Until they get to the end, they've got a shopping cart that's overflowing. I've seen people with two shopping carts full already. Now, they might have a big family, but I tell you what, some people just spend and don't even think about the price of things. Again, if you've got plenty of money to blow, then go ahead and buy what you want. But if you don't, now you're going to have to be careful and stick with your list and don't buy unnecessary things. By the way, buy things too. Look, there's some families that are big. You probably... I've known people who have 10, 12, 14 children. Can you imagine if you have 14 children and they all eat box cereal in the morning? You know how expensive that's going to be? What do you think our Amish families, and by the way, I used to deliver to them too, they buy almost everything in bulk. Because they got big families, and you don't buy a $4 box of cereal for 14 kids. They're going to demolish several boxes of cereal in a short time, and it's going to be very expensive. So they'll buy big packages stuff and so forth, and it saves money. And so, again, be careful what you buy. And, you know, if you need help, there's people that can help you with that and give you suggestions and so forth. When it comes time to buy maybe a new appliance or something like that, and again, you're struggling financially, what do you want to do? You can buy used. You can buy one that might have a scratch in it or something like that to save money. There's different ways to do that. Until you get your $1,000 saved and until you get your debts paid off, you might even want to consider not taking a vacation. Do something close to home. Many things can be done free. Go hiking. Take a picnic lunch alone. Make it special. Stop the expensive hobbies, clubs, joining exercise places and all that. You can do that at home. You can walk. You can. There's a number of things you could do. You can even Google those things, how to exercise at home, using only, what you have at home and so forth. You can do that. The other thing you might want to consider is getting a part-time job or work some overtime. Again, if you need to get out of debt, that would be encouraged to do because you don't want to be in debt. Pray about things. If any of you lack wisdom, James 1:5, let him ask of God to giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And why would you start with the lowest? Again, it's because you'll see progress easier and it'll encourage you to keep going. Because some people are such debt, and you try to pay off the biggest debt, it's going to take a long time. It's going to very discourage you, and you're just going to give up and say, you know what, who cares? You know, I'm just going to spend and not worry about it. If I have to file bankruptcy at some point in time, I will just do that. Okay, let's save the 4th through the 7th till next week. Again, I wrote some things down here. Why do we talk about this stuff, finances? Well, Dr. Terry Coomer, who is a counselor, he says one of the greatest hindrances that he's found to lasting marriage is a lack of understanding of how to handle finances. Listen, you probably have heard this before. Finances, in-laws, and us adults know what the third thing is. I won't mention it. Some of the greatest hindrances to our marriages. Listen, when you're under financial stress, maybe one is a saver and the other is a spender. That can really cause a lot of problems. And if you have, you know, always worrying about where finances come, by the way, there's a lot of stress involved in that, and it can really put a hurting on your marriage because you're going to fight over it and so forth. So to truly deal with finances, we've got to be spirit-controlled people. Ask the Holy Spirit if you should buy or spend before doing. You know, we ought to ask the Holy Spirit. We ought to ask God about all the decisions we make. Sometimes we forget. But there's even been times where, you know, I'm driving and, Lord, which road should I take to get to this place? You know, sometimes there's multiple ways. You know, we can pray about everything. God cares, and we certainly need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us in our purchases. Don't live for things and for pleasure. Live for God and what pleases him. Listen, like I said, there's a lot of things, and we all like that. We have desires, that things that we would like to have. Don't make that a priority in your life. Make living for God a priority in your life. And like Paul said, he learned in whatsoever state he was there to be content. Just be content. Enjoy what you already have and be thankful for it. In fact, one of the last things of the last days is being people are unthankful. You know, we need to just be thankful for what we have. Seek God first in your life and in your finances. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Never buy anything by credit card that you cannot pay off in the end of the month. Make sure you do that. And if you're living by a budget, you'll know that. And then, again, we said this before, but balance your checkbook, keep accurate records, and stick to your budget. It takes time and organization, so maybe get a notebook with folders and so forth in there to put your budget in the front of the notebook and your bills and so forth in there. Be very careful. It's so easy sometimes to misplace a bill and then it get past due and then you owe extra money on that, and that's not a good thing. Okay? I hope this is going to be helpful to you. Next week we'll talk about the last things. And again, if you need any help, please see me, see Pastor Schweitzer. I know Pastor Schweitzer has counseled people in the past. I remember one time him saying he counseled somebody, got them on a budget and so forth, and they're like, whoa, I didn't realize I had that much money. And they went out and bought a new car after that. That was the wrong thing to do, but anyway. Yeah. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. I pray, Father, that these lessons can be helpful. Father, we want to do right by our finances, the things that you've entrusted to us. And Father, we want to put you first and give you first fruits of all the increase that you bless us with. And Father, you'll bless us, you'll help us, you'll give us wisdom. And we thank you and praise you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.